When Calgary resident Buzz Bishop started his dad blog 15 years ago, it was like a boulder to push uphill. Awareness of men's health wasn't generally on people's radar. "It's still not completely there," said the Canadian Men's Health Foundation and Diabetes Canada advocate. "But men's health is getting much more acceptance. It's no longer cool to tough it out. Getting and asking for help is not a weakness." Bishop started his Dad Camp website to bring dads together socially and encourage men to raise the profile of engaged fatherhood. "As I move into middle age, connecting with other guys about physical and mental health is an important part of my identity," he said. From sharing stories about the shingle vaccine, or asking friends about the medications they're on for mental health, nothing is taboo. It breaks down stigma to allow others to seek out help. Health challenges for men. The Canadian Men's Health Foundation, CMHF, reports men are 79% more likely to die from heart disease than women and 57% more likely to die from diabetes. By 2020, 76% of Canadian men were reported to have unhealthy diets. And Statistics Canada reports the 2017 suicide rate for males was 3 times that of females. "It doesn't have to be that way though. Statistics show 70% of men's health problems are caused by lifestyle, meaning there are things men can do to not just live longer, but ensure their later years are spent in good health." Dr. Jonathan Bostian, medical director and family physician at Eon Future Health in Calgary, says the biggest health concerns for men are heart disease and its contributors. "Things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, many of the disease processes that lead to things like heart attack and stroke can be delayed," said Bostian, who also has certification in men's health and hormone replacement. "That can help with maintaining muscle mass, as men may lose up to 2% of muscle mass per year after age 50. Likewise with testosterone, which shows a slow and steady decline in men from age 40, with a major drop of after 50 to 55. Testosterone is important for mood and cognition, muscle mass, libido and sexual function, and prevention of osteoporosis," said Bostian, noting there's an increase in prescribing testosterone for men to help prevent muscle mass wasting and decrease risk of cardiovascular issues. "Men should also top up their protein. As people age, they tend to take in less calories," says Bostian, noting putting protein first at meals can mean things like protein shakes and lean meats. Physical and mental health too. "We know patients who exercise regularly with cardio or resistance training release growth hormone, testosterone, and neurotransmitters that can promote a sense of well-being," said Bostian, adding muscle mass and resistance training aids with mobility and promotes staying connected with others. "We know there is a strong link between meaningful social interactions and mental health. Having a social network is critical for a fulfilled life. The loss of a meaningful social network is an independent risk factor for how quickly a person declines," he added. "When a man optimizes his lifestyle at age 50 or 60, that sets him up for improving what his 70s and 80s will look like." Bishop knows the value of any activity that connects men with their health and their social circle. And it doesn't have to be a huge lifestyle shift. Park farther from the doors at the mall. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Make small changes that affect your headspace and health in a positive way, and it's a snowball that will grow and gather momentum," Bishop said, adding it's a good idea to talk to the doctor about worries and stresses. "Ask for help when you need it and give it when it's asked of you," he said. The Don't Change Much podcast is one of the many online resources at CMHF. See more at https://menshealthfoundation.ca/canadian-men's-health-month/.